Conclusion. Stress has a way of leaving its imprint on our brains and bodies. We know that, in a learned, habitual, unthinking reaction to stress, it is the emotional part of the brain, what I've called Miggy, that's encouraging us to eat all those cookies or the rest of the bag of chips or drink or smoke or do whatever we've found makes us feel better, at least in the short term. Miggy locks us into unhelpful memories and feelings too. The brain is a wonderful thing though. By applying the principles of neuroplasticity, we can change the way our brains work. We can weaken Miggy and empower thinker or the irrational part of the brain. This in turn can drive dramatic changes to the body. That, in brief, is why Miggy matters. It starts by recognizing your particular Miggy moments, what causes you stress and what you habitually do to relieve it, then learning to pause long enough for the conscious, rational part of your brain to make a different choice, such as taking deep breaths or going for a walk. When I realized how Miggy moments were ruling my life and decided to do something about it, it changed everything for me. That's not to say it was easy. It took years to leave my state of denial, to recognize that I was stressed, eating poorly and not exercising enough, and why. The first 8 weeks were the hardest by far. I was working extremely hard at cutting back on sugar and alcohol and exercising more, and I could not see any results. I started thinking, what's the point? It's been 2 months and I felt as if I looked exactly the same. I wished I'd noticed more quickly that I felt better able to manage stress. That was the key. Stress is all around us, and much, if not most of it, is beyond our control. But managing our stress is completely within our control. Stress and its impact on the wiring of the brain is a prime reason that diet and exercise programs are rarely successful in the long term. When they are, it's because the person stayed with the program long enough for a change in lifestyle. As soon as the next major stressful event occurs, we tend to fall back into the unhealthy eating and drinking habits that caused us to gain weight in the first place. Stress goes back into our bodies. So we need to understand the impact of stress on the brain and what to do about it. One thing is certain, we cannot change the past. We can change the brain. Indeed, the beautiful thing about the brain is its enormous capacity for change, its ability to heal, and its untapped potential. I would love to see the term mental health replaced with the term brain health. I would love to see people discussing the brain and retraining it in the same way they talk about their bicep and quad workouts at the gym. The hardest part is staying with the daily practice long enough so that it feels less of a struggle and begins to become your new lifestyle. Just to sum the five principles up again to train the brain to manage stress and trim the body. Principle 1, get to know your brain. Principle 2, become aware of your Miggy moments. Principle 3, learn to respond, not react, to Miggy moments. Principle 4, manage your stress through better eating. Principle 5, manage your stress through movement. Remember, if this were easy, everyone would be fit, trim, and happy, and the world would be a peaceful place. We can start by drawing a line in the sand, crossing over it, and not looking back. It all starts by drawing a line in the sand to the past and keeping the brain focused on the present and moving forward, managing stress and developing lifelong healthier habits, one step at a time. The next step to kickstart your brain to develop a healthy habit is to take daily steps to become more aware of your stress reactions or Miggy moments. Then teach your brain to do something else instead to stop them. At our website, you can track and record Miggy moments. We have worksheets and tracing pages that you can use that allow you to stop those Miggy moments and practice this for the next 4 weeks. I hope that you enjoy this as much as I do. To get deeper into Miggy Matters, visit our website at miggymatters.com or email us at info@miggymatters.com.